So you know what? Last night I spent some quality time, or yesterday actually, all day, I spent some real good quality time with my husband. And it was really good to be in the moment with him and not feel like, I mean, we just, there was no problems. I just enjoyed him so much, you know, and it just felt good, you know. And I think, let me just say this. My husband is highly intuitive. He can feel and sense so much stuff, right? And when he's realized through my actions, through my energy, he realized that I'm all in now, right? I had to duck and dodge some things that I could have done to feel like I was filling the gap of some things that I want in our relationship that I wasn't getting. I made a conscious decision not to do that. Basically, I'm gonna say I made a decision not to cheat, right? And I have to say, it was strictly and solely because I only want to be with my husband. Emotionally, psychologically, physically, financially, everything. I just want to be with him. And that wasn't where I have been the whole time that we've been together. You know, I saw the deficits. It was really difficult to get into a place where I felt like we could have a conversation or a discussion or an argument or disagreement without a whole bunch of fucking just drama and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, I'm just not that person. You know what I'm saying? I like to express myself. I want to solve shit and I want to move forward. Okay, what's the problem? Let's fix it and let's bounce. And I think that's the reason why I'm so good at what I do for a living, is that instead of dragging on stuff, I'm like, okay, what do we need to do to solve it? how do we move to a solution? And then let's find a way to execute it strategically using whatever resources we have available, right? And so when, you know, my husband wouldn't talk to me or wouldn't engage in a discussion, and only would yell and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, be very emotional, it just pissed me off, you know? And I was just like, dude, that's just not how I roll. And so everything was very reactionary, right? And I'm the kind of person who's like, can we just sit down and have a conversation? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it got to be you walking around, me chasing you, walking around behind you to try to get you to talk about stuff that's very important, right? I ain't 20 years old, 20, 30 years old no more. You know, my conversations need about, you know, especially when it's about some finances or health care or anything like that, is actually, you know, it needs to be strategic. And we need to be talking about how we're going to do what we're going to do, like retirement and, you know, property and, you know, what to do with stuff and all this other kind of stuff. So anyway, now that he feels like I'm all in and he sees I'm all in, his demeanor has changed. His being proactive in assisting with things has changed. His trust. He trusts me now, right? And I trust him. You know, I didn't really trust him with certain things. You know, I could, well, first of all, if we can't talk about it and come to a conclusion of sorts, then, you know, I just wasn't interested in being with somebody or discussing things with somebody who just so reactionary. But what he was reacting to, well, two things he was reacting to, in my opinion. One was he wasn't used to having a partner. He was used to being the person that, you know, somebody call him and say, the mother of his daughter would call him and say, hey, I need you to da 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 da. He would just jump up and start going. And like, you know, whatever he needed to do for his daughter, to assist with his daughter, it was very admirable, but it was also manipulative and controlling of him, not thinking about his well-being. He doesn't do that now, right? And he's, you know, sometimes he still has, you know, flashbacks or whatever. But what I said to him is, because the icing on the cake for me was, because I was feeling a certain kind of way about like the relationship he had with her. And I love the fact that they co-parent well, you know, they, you know, it's chill, you know, it's got some stuff, but shit, I mean, you know, there's animosity there, I'm sure. Why did they break up? Right. Whatever. And, then they, he had to transition away from her, right? Because he was trying to get back with her for a while. And then when he felt like he was getting played with, he was like, I'm done, right? And then we met, and as we got closer, saw each other more, I'm seeing this pattern of he's getting these phone calls. So the icing on the cake was this phone call he got like at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And he jumped up, you know, his phone rang, he answers it, and he's like, okay, I'm on my way. And I'm like, well, what happened? He said, that was the baby mama name, and something's going on with her mom, and I have to go get my daughter, so I'm going to have to take off work or something. He was just like real vague, but he just knew that what he had to do was go get his daughter and call in sick for work or call out for work. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not questioning anything. So I'm like, okay, go, you know, dun, 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 you know. And then but he calls me, I don't know, less than an hour later. And it's like that she was saying, she told him that she no longer needed him to do whatever it was she had him jump out of bed to do. And I was like, okay, that's enough. Because before that it was, you know, we're all eating somewhere, and she's like, well, can you bring me something to eat? What? No. Like, I mean, you know, no, you know, paying her cell phone bill. And I'm just like, we can pay your daughter's cell phone bill, you know, but I don't know about paying her cell phone bill. I mean, I understand if she got a situation and she might need an influx of cash or something, something, but just like, paying somebody else's cell phone bill, that's just not something we're gonna do, you know what I'm saying? So I said, just put your daughter on our bill, and that way there's no issues, right? So stuff like that. And I don't know, some people are like, what's wrong with paying her cell phone bill because that's the mother of his daughter? And I'm like, yeah, but they broke up, you know what I'm saying? So he pay my bills. He's not going to pay her bills. He'll pay his daughter's bills. He'll pay, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it was just a little bit too across line, too much for me, especially with the other things that were going on. If that was probably the only thing, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, all right. But I mean, come on. Cell phones are $50 a month, $25 a month. And I'm not saying that everybody has it all the time. We have hard times, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the case. Anyway, so he told me that she no longer needed him to do whatever it is he jumped out of bed to do. And I said, bruh, all right, moving forward, slow down and ask a few more questions to make sure you understand what's going on. Because if you would have said, asked a few more questions, you wouldn't have had to go. Not that you wouldn't have gone, but you know, but so she was like used to just getting him to just do this, dude, and just have him jumping around like a Mexican jumping bean. And I'm like, no. Mm-mm. So as we transitioned out of that, that helped because I didn't feel like she was sitting in our relationship with us. You know, he had a relationship with her, a relationship with his daughter, a relationship with me. You know, then we had a relationship, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, she can call me or text me and say blah, blah, blah. So we're all straight, you know, as far as like the co-parenting and all that kind of stuff. So, but it was just like, it was very, to me, controlling and manipulative. So now that he doesn't do that, I feel better because I'm thinking, okay, do you still want to be with her? Or what is going on that you can't compartmentalize or qualify some of the things that she's asking you to do? Okay. That helped, right? So I think, you know, he listened to me and understood that that was a problem, and he's acted on it, and over a period of time that's gotten better, right? And actually it's great. I mean, you know, there's always going to be stuff, right? So anyway, I now trust him that he's there for me. And that when I call him, he's going to be there. He's not going to have this fucking attitude. He used to always have an attitude. And I was like, dude. So I'm like, you know, my whole thing is if I ask you to do something, it's either yes or no. I don't need to hear what you got to do. I don't want to hear all this exasperated breathing, all this kind of stuff. But it was because he didn't trust me. It was because he knew I was not all in. It was because he knew that there was energy of a past relationship hovering around that had not resolved itself, right? So all these things made it hard for him to trust me. And then the things that was going on with him, I didn't, you know, gave me some pause. But I can honestly say that I was more the block. My lack of being all in, there was a lot of, and I'm not saying he had no culpability. He wasn't culpable, because he did. He was. But let me just say about me. You know, I don't want to be like, he did this, he did that. I literally was not all in this marriage until, it's been within the year. I will be married 6 years in May. And I'm just committing 100% to our marriage. And, you know, there are different reasons why, et cetera, but that's like the truth, you know? And yesterday, the intimacy that we had yesterday, I don't think I've ever felt that close to my husband the entire time from dating through marriage, ever, ever. It felt so good to sit on that sofa, watching TV, cuddling, laughing. You know, he was talking through the movie, and I'm the only one who can talk in a movie. I was like, dude, really? Do I need to pause it again? Like, are you done? But it was just fun. And it was light. It was fun. It just felt so good, you know? So here's why I'm saying this to you guys. One, I'm all in now. And it was the first time I've been all in with him. And that's a real thing. I don't know how prevalent it is. I don't know how, you know, if it happens often. What I do know is that this is my situation and how I transition into being all in. And there's more to the story than that. But you know, short story, long story short, or whatever, a long story, not so long. you know, this is really what happened with us and with me. On my side of it. Now, he may have a side. He may talk about it. Maybe I can get him on here. I don't know. But if I went through it, I have to believe that I'm not the only person who took some time to be all in. You know, I had a lot of residual shit going on with my baby daddy. Okay. I had just a tremendous amount of things that I had to deal with, and I didn't feel like he was helping me with that. With the biggest thing for me was the connection to my children, the emotional, psychological, physical connection wasn't there with my kids, and that was a big deal for me, you know. So anyway, we're here, you know, and I'm excited, and God, I just love my husband. I've always loved him. I've always liked him. I just didn't like how we communicated. I didn't like, you know, just how we operated. You know what I'm saying? So now I just feel so fucking good about my relationship with my husband. So if you love somebody and they ain't fucking with you, like, you know, doing any like really crazy things, if you really like that person, and I do like him, if you love that person, and I do love him, if you like spending, because I'm going to say this, at my age, our conversation is about retirement. You know what I'm saying? So he's practically retired, and he is retired technically, but, you know, he's in this thing called the drop. But, you know, this is time to be talking about how we going to be doing what we going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Not all this petty ass, silly ass bullshit, right? Okay. Well, that's all I have to say about that. I'm just saying, recognize who you're with. You want to be with somebody who want to be with you, because I ain't never wanted to be with nobody who wasn't in some way wanting to be with me, whether it was functional, dysfunctional, or whatever. We both wanted something from each other, right? And the other thing is, you know, recognize whether or not you are all in. What are you doing that is problematic to your relationship? What I do know is that there's two sides to every story. Now, I'm not going to say that being in a relationship that's abusive, verbally, emotionally, psychologically, physically, or whatever, financially, is, you know, abusive or controlling, is okay, and try to work through that. I'm not down with, you know, that kind of thing. But I am down with understanding what your part is in it. What part are you playing in the lack of connection? What part are you playing in the lack of transparency? What part are you playing in a lack of accountability? What part are you playing that will leave somebody to have pause about being transparent and open and vulnerable, right? Somebody has to open up their chest, open up their heart, open up their spirit, their energy, and let you in order to have a very good, intimate relationship, right? And, you know, especially, you know, that's just how it is. That's the reason why, you know, my relationship before didn't work out. The one back in the day that I finally feel like I'm no longer tethered to in any way is because I didn't feel like I was going to have a secure, transparent relationship with this person, you know, constantly denying and lying, even when it didn't even make sense to do so. Right. So that lack of maturity or transparency or whatever it was made me say, you know what, I can't be with somebody and have kids with them and all this kind of stuff, knowing that this energy that's not good for the relationship is lurking around and it's not being addressed. That was really fucking terrible. It's like, I'm telling you I'm insecure about this. I'm telling you I'm feeling a certain kind of way, but you're not doing anything about it. You're not addressing it. You're not sitting down talking to me about it. What I found out subsequent to that, like years and years later, is his whole theory is deny, 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 and it didn't happen. Well, the energy of all this stuff is there, right? The energy of love is there. The energy of hate is there. The energy of ambivalence is there. The energy of, and anybody who is slightly intuitive knows what's up. You know, people tell me they don't know when their spouse was cheating. And I'm like, well, were you present in the relationship or were you just parallel to your partner? You know, were you sitting down and really saying, you know, God, give me some understanding about what's going on? Or did you not address or say, hey, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Let me dig deeper into why I feel that. Let me ask a question that I may not want to hear the fucking answer to, but I need the answer to, right? And that's culpability. If you're not asking questions, if you're not getting clarity, if you're not saying, hey, I need this information so that we can have, so I can feel secure and comfortable in a relationship, you're culpable. You're culpable in what you are not getting. You're culpable in, you're participating in an unhealthy relationship or relationship that's not going to become more intimate. Okay. So, and this is what I've wanted in a relationship. And I did not think I was going to ever have it with my husband. I ain't gonna lie. I did not think that I was going to have this level of intimacy with my husband. I did not. And oh my God, it was just like, wow, this is fantastic. I'm physically attracted to him, so that helps. You know, you can fall out of physical attraction to people. I know I did with my ex, baby daddy, you know, so that can happen too. And I don't know if that's fixable or not. But I've never not been attracted to my husband. So that's something I can't speak to, if you can become attracted again to somebody, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so anyway, think about what you're doing. What part are you playing in this? Just like in a business or at work, if you're getting kicked off projects or you have short tenure or you have always got this same kind of issue at work with your clients, if you're self-employed, whatever, you have to say, you're the common denominator, right? You're the common denominator of the situation. So what exactly is it that needs to be addressed? I was the common denominator in things that were going on in my relationship with my husband, right? I knew the things that I was doing over and over again, you know, that were detrimental to our relationship. And I knew it. I was just talking too much about what was fucked up. And instead of talking to him, I'm talking around him. I would say it to him and say it and say it. And it took forever for him to fucking hear me, it seems. But also, I wasn't all in. I was saying it in a way that wasn't, well, no, I'm not going to say that. I definitely think I was saying it in so many different ways where I was trying to figure out how can I help? How can he hear me? And he just wasn't listening. I don't know where he was, what was going on with him. You know, I mean, physically, I knew where he was, but emotionally, psychologically or whatever, I don't know where he was. But now he's with me. Now we're both on the same page at the same time. And that shit feel good as I don't know what. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. So if you with somebody and both of y'all went to a relationship, I'm telling you, just transparency is truth. Transparency is sexy. Transparency is stimulating. Transparency is safe. Transparency is love. Transparency is an aphrodisiac. I mean, it's some sexy shit. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, that's all I got to say about that. Here's to transparency. Peace. I'm out.